I'm Maxine Spire with Montana News. Montana is celebrating the 35th anniversary of a sister state relationship with Kumamoto, Japan this week. On Monday, a delegation from Kumamoto that included Kumamoto's governor, Ikuo Kabashima, visited Missoula to celebrate and kick off a tour of the Treasure State. It's raining outside when the delegation arrives at the Missoula Community Theater on Monday night. The theater is nearly full, and Japanese and English chatter mixes together. Earlier in the day, the delegation of over a dozen distinguished political and community leaders from Kumamoto visited the University of Montana's campus. But now it's time to have some fun. In honor of the 35th anniversary, MCT has put together a series of performances from local groups including the Missoula Children's Theater, Dolce Canto, the Missoula Symphony Orchestra, and the Rocky Mountain Ballet. The event showcases the cultural exchange that has formed so much of the bond between Montana and its Japanese sister state of Kumamoto. In between remarks and speeches that look back on the 35-year relationship between the two states, dancers and singers take to the stage. Small kids with big smiles start off the show with two songs from the latest Montana Children's Theater musical, Willy Wonka. For more than two decades, the Missoula Children's Theater has shared an exchange with Kumamoto, sending its directors into the cities, schools, and homes of the prefecture. Children there have taken part in productions and been welcomed to Montana to attend summer theater workshops. Tim Klusner, the former Japan trade representative for Montana, first introduced the children's theater group to Kumamoto back in 1994. He says children's groups and educational opportunities are the glue that holds the sister state relationship together.
I mean, Missoula Children's Theater has become an integral part of the relationship of Kumamoto and Montana. And it encompasses what kids are about, too. It pulls the kids in.
Klusner is now married to a woman from Kumamoto and lives with her and their two children in Kalispell. Speakers and guests at the event talked about other bonds and similarities between the American and Japanese sister states. Kuji Mizoguchi, the vice chairman of the Kumamoto Prefectural Assembly, which is the legislative branch of Kumamoto, mentions another similarity between the American and Japanese sister states.
So where he was born in Kumamoto, in the morning there's a lot of fog, like we saw in Montana and Missoula this morning.
Montana's sister state relationship was first proposed in 1979 by former U.S. Senator and U.S. Ambassador to Japan, Mike Mansfield, after he visited Kumamoto. In 1982, Mansfield's vision became a reality, and the two states began an official relationship. That relationship has been both an economic and a cultural one. Montana exports more than $50 million worth of goods to Japan annually, and Montana opened a Kumamoto trade office in 1990. Hundreds of high school and college students from the two states have done exchanges and stayed with host families. And visitors from Japan are among Montana's top 10 international tourist countries. Abraham Kim is the executive director for the Maureen and Mike Mansfield Center.
This is really marking 35 years of that relationship that started from just a meeting, but now into a full people-to-people community relationship.
One of the night's performers, Isaiah Kim, who is not related to Abraham, shook the stage with a spirited dance solo. He says it's an honor to be a part of the celebration.
It's truly amazing to see different cultures from different countries coming to Missoula of all places.
At the end of the night, the lobby of the theater fills up again as Missoula's residents meet and greet the delegates to talk about the performances. Translators have been working hard all day, but smiles and thumbs up don't need any translating. The delegation will spend the rest of their visit this week meeting with Governor Bullock and touring the Capitol, as well as having lunch with Montana State University's president and taking a tour of the Museum of the Rockies. From Missoula, I'm Maxine Spire with Montana Public Radio.